In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, all of the gospel is important, but some of the gospel readings are particularly important, and you must understand them, and you must take them to heart. This is one of them today. Also the one on Forgiveness Sunday, that if we do not forgive, we won't be forgiven. There's a few of them like that that are super important to really understand. This one gives you the essence of what Christianity is, the essence of what life is. Without doing what this gospel says, you will not have life. It also describes what the essence of the cross is. Not in so many words like you would have on a PowerPoint slide where you would have six items and go through each one and say, this explains the cross. But the Lord explains the cross by telling us to follow and take up our cross. Take up our cross and follow him. He calls all the people to him with his disciples and he says, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and keep on following me. This defines what the cross is about. It's different than most people understand the cross to be. First of all, everything is of our will. You must will. You must desire to follow Christ. The Lord will assist you and strengthen your will. And he will help you to change your will. But he will not manipulate your will. And the vast majority of people, even people that call themselves Christians, do not will to follow Christ. They will to say that they are Christians. They will to go to church. They will to be part of something intellectual, but they do not will to take up their cross and follow Christ. So I'm warning you, this is a rare event in the world for a person to decide to completely follow Christ, to take up his cross, which Christ will provide for us, and follow him. It's rare. So just think of that. When you are, let's say, in a football stadium, how few people are following Christ. Think of that when you are in a temple, full, perhaps, on a feast day, on a holiday, and how few people are following Christ. I don't mean that you think of them particularly this person and that person. That's judging. But percentage-wise, very few people are truly taking up their cross to follow Christ. This is true. So you had best know that so that you make sure that you are among the few on the narrow way of following Christ. Now he says, after telling us that it must be our will, we must desire to deny ourselves and take up our cross. The cross will be provided by our Lord. We need not worry about that. And we'll explain what this cross is in a minute. But what is this denial? Our society does not like denial. Anything anybody wants is given some sort of justification, no matter what it is. We are able now to entertain ourselves 24/7. We can live a life of ease. Of course, it's full of anxiety and cares and worries because of our modern foolish lifestyle, but we can live a life basically of physical ease. So what is this denial that the Lord is speaking of? Should we deny ourselves water? Deny ourselves food? Deny ourselves clothing or shelter? He's not speaking of denying ourselves of the things that we need in life. He's speaking of denying ourselves the things which are useless in life. You must learn to know what is useful and what is useless. And he amplifies this by a question that he asks. First he says, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And then he says, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He is setting up for you something that you would best know every moment of your life. Literally every moment of your life. Everything which you do is an exchange. Either you do something temporal to gain eternal, or you do something temporal and you lose eternity. It's as simple as that. Everything you do is a choice, and everything you do is an exchange. Either you gain grace, and you gain the knowledge of God, and God fills you more, and you become more peaceful and more pure, or less so. In everything you do, there's no in between. This is a radical idea, but this is exactly what the gospel teaches. It matters what you do, what you say, what you think, what your attitudes are, what you choose, day by day, moment by moment. And everything must be weighed with these questions in mind. Of course, if you have to think of the question, you're probably already lost. It has to be deeply in your heart. So I'm not speaking of thinking of it, you know, intellectually with your mind. I'm talking about having it be a attitude and a way of life. So everything you do, you choose based upon, is it something that profits me so that I can gain my soul? Or is it just gaining the world? Most things in life are just gaining the world. Most things in life are going to burn away. And so this denial is the denial of things that are useless. The denial of anger, the denial of lust, the denial of physical pleasure just for pleasure's sake. The denial of ambition and all the rest. Because all that's going to burn and will burn with it if we are attached to it. This is very difficult to do, and it is something that happens over the course of your life, but it must be done moment by moment. And you must make this thought in your mind, or should I say really deep in your heart, every time you choose something. This is very critical, and this is the way of the cross. It is voluntary obedience to our Lord because of love. Because that is what he did. He obeyed his Father voluntarily out of love. He wasn't compelled to do it. He chose to do it. And he suffered because of it. And he then tells us to take up our cross. So our cross must then involve what it involved for him, which is voluntary obedience. Because of love. And then, sometimes suffering. Actually, a whole lot of suffering. I think most of a Christian's suffering should be deep in his heart over his sins. Over things that are in him that shouldn't be there. And also, over the condition of the world. And how deeply enslaved to sin the world is. This should make us weep. That should be most of our suffering. The amount of suffering that we have because maybe we get fired because we're a Christian in our job or some other such thing, that's tiny compared to what should be the suffering in the soul. And it has to be willing. You must will yourself to suffer these things. God will not force you because it is a natural thing for us to not want to have physical suffering, right? If something's painful, we withdraw. But in the spiritual world, that shouldn't be obeyed. When it is painful to look at your sins, you should actually draw closer. And then God will give you relief. When it's painful to think of the world's condition, you should draw closer and pray for the world, and you will have relief. If you go further away, because you don't want to feel that pain, actually, you'll have repercussions. It's part of the reason why people are so filled with anxiety these days. They're not confronting their own personal sinfulness. It's as simple as that. And they're not learning to deny themselves in even the smallest things. And so a person who doesn't know how to deny themselves is consistently and constantly unhappy. because they never have enough. I'm not just speaking of physical things. I'm speaking of spiritually too. If you don't learn to deny those thoughts in your head that are wrong, you'll never be happy, ever. The way of the cross is denial, just like our Lord denied himself. He had all the authority in the universe, the King of Kings, but he chose to lay it down. We have very little authority. We think we have a lot sometimes, but we must choose to lay down our authority. We must choose to follow the Lord as he did. Now, there is, especially in America, there is a real misunderstanding of what happened on the cross. The cross is taken as an instrument of forgiveness because of a transaction that our Lord made with his Father. He died so that he would be judged, so that none of us would be judged. But why would he say then, take up your cross? Can we die for another man? The scripture makes it pretty clear that we cannot. Only Christ can die for us. So if he says, take up your cross, the cross must mean something other than just some transaction that occurred where God the Father saw his Son being punished and said, in lieu of, because of his punishment, no one else will be punished. Because he said, we must take up the cross. Well, I explained to you, taking up the cross was an act of voluntary obedience because of love. And so we must also voluntarily obey the Lord because of love. And we must learn what is right and what is wrong. This is why, for instance, we abstain from fornication or adultery. Obviously, sexual relations is a pleasurable act. It's something that is common to everyone, just about. And especially when young, the drive is very strong. And if a person doesn't know that engaging in fornication diminishes them, pushes them farther from God, because God is holy and he has called us to do holy things. And when we don't do holy things, we are further from him and further from happiness. If they don't know that, then they really have no good reason to be chaste. We must tell our young people that. It's not denial just because we say, oh, well, having pleasure is something inherently sinful. That's not the case at all. There are things that are holy and things that are not. And in this case, it is clear from the scriptures, there are holy ways to have sexual relations and unholy ways. And holy times on the marriage bed and unholy times anytime outside of the marriage bed. And so if a person understands this, they willingly deny themselves of pleasure for a season because of voluntarily taking up their cross of effort because of love. Every sin is like that. Everything is like that. We deny ourselves speaking out in anger against someone because of love of God. Because he showed us that he did not speak out in anger. When he was slapped, he turned his cheek to accept another slap. Everything is like this, brothers and sisters. You must learn to be attuned to it, though. You must be able to listen in your heart, because your heart will tell you if something's right or wrong. You must learn to feel how your heart feels. Your heart will feel expanded and warm. That is when the Spirit is filling it. And there is joy and happiness. Even if it's in the midst of privation and difficulties, there's inner happiness. But when your heart feels shriveled, when it feels cold, then you know something is wrong. You're doing something wrong. You're thinking something wrong. Always start with what you're thinking. Because from what you think is what you do. It's very rare that we do something without any thinking. We have this idea that we do things without thinking, but it's not really true. You might lose your car keys without thinking, but in terms of spiritual things, everything proceeds from thought to action. So, you must learn to listen to your thoughts and feel your thoughts and know if they are a choice for God or against. How these questions would be answered by each thought. This is very, very important. This is the way of the cross. This is the way of life. And now in the third Sunday of Great Lent, we present the cross for adoration and veneration because the way of the cross is the only way that will lead us to the resurrection. It was that way for our Lord. If he had not died on the cross, he would not have resurrected. So we must also take up our cross and die. St. Paul said he died daily. So we must die daily in order to be resurrected. And this dying is not just denying ourselves pleasure because of some sort of prudishness. It is denying ourselves things that are not godly, regardless of whether we want them or don't want them, whether they give pleasure or don't. Denying that which is not of God that is in us. And then God will help you. This is the way of life, brothers and sisters. And I beg you that you follow it. May God bless you and help you in all things. Amen.